All right. I think that's everybody today. We're a little out today because they're out of town. If you would bow with me, we'll have a word of prayer real quick, and then we will begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time, so thankful for this day and this period of worship that we've had. We pray that everything was done in accordance with your will. So we ask that you be with us now as we are meeting as men and leaders of this congregation, that you would give us wisdom as we discuss the business of this congregation and the spiritual decisions that need to be made. We ask that you would help us to do all things in accordance with your will, that it would be pleasing to you and beneficial for the edification of those here and the growth of your kingdom. And we ask all these things through your son's name. Amen. All right, so there's the finances. We're in the black again this month, so that's good. We had a few months there where we had several expenses that had come up in a row. And I think I pretty much got the new Quicken lined out as far as the categorizing of those things. The second thing I have, treasurer duties. So I have asked Isaiah. Yeah, don't be like, who's he going to try to fit in line? No, I've talked to Isaiah, and he said that he is willing to do the treasurer duties, take those over. So, does anybody object to that?
So how long did you do it?
It's been, I think, 2015. It's been nine or 10 years. It's 2014, 2015, something like that. I'd have to ask Jonathan when he gave it to me, but it's been a while. So if there are no objections to that, then I will transition him over to that. I mean, I'm going to go through it. And the only thing I want to just make sure of is, I mean, since he's treasurer, well, we would need to add him to the check signer, whatever, add him to the list. Is everybody fine with that? Because I suppose technically he could do the duties without having that, because we only write pretty much two checks a month with that. Everything else is done electronically.
Unless it's during a meeting.
But I think it would make sense in a meeting. But I think it would make sense since he's...
When you're going through this, would there be any chance we've been talking a little bit about trying to figure out some way to do it electronically? There's some possibilities, but you haven't gone through it.
I haven't. Because I just, when I think about it, it's not convenient, and then I don't think about it again, you know.
Maybe while you are going through it, talk
right,
about
yeah,
it.
We could. The one option that I see available, because Bank of Texas doesn't have it yet. I've been periodically checking that, and they don't have it. Like Bank of America, you can use Zelle, they don't have that.
You just can't do a monthly transfer from one account to another?
Nope. The thing that we could do possibly is set up like a PayPal account that's connected to the church account and use that as the automatic transfer. The only thing that I'm not sure of is at what amount because I know it's some amount. PayPal is not going to be instant either. And there are also some fees associated with that. So, because like,
not, it's fine. Been doing it for 30 years.
I know. I'm just so, but like, we could do it through PayPal to you instead of the handwritten checks, and then you would get it to your bank. But again, there's that fee to do it instantly, and I think it's like 1 to 3% or something like that. The free one is.
Do check with the bank though, because he did indicate one of the tellers did or something at one point that I think we can.
Yeah, we can check with that, and I will need to get with. I need to call. Do you remember who's all got to be there to add?
I don't think we all have to be there. I think it's just. I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Well, I'll call and double check. I know for different things you get. Some things you have everybody there, and other things you don't. So I'll call and.
I would say probably just one of us, but then put the request on like company or church letterhead.
that's good then. So they approved.
Cool.
So we will put that motion. Dennis?
Yeah, The Hatch Trust Fund checking account is at Bank of Texas.
Yeah.
My account is on there, and I can transfer, when I pay the preachers, I can transfer from that account into my account. It's $2,500 maximum per day. It's a $3 fee.
Okay. Well, see, that would...
So it's doable unless it's a different kind of account.
Right.
I think this is technically a...
Well, but your name's both on both those accounts, right?
No, his name,
but you're going to a Bank of Texas account.
His name is on the main account, and I just put in my credentials to transfer it to me. I guess
it would still require me. I mean, I've got an account in Texas too, Bank of Texas too, but it's a medical account, and the other one's Bank of America.
Yeah,
that's the main thing, is transferring to Bank of America.
Well, mine is a different
nation. We can transfer. The thing is because when you have direct deposit from your bank for our jobs, which most of us have now, it's in there. We know the exact day it's going in there. So, like, mine is the 21st, and if the 21st is a Saturday or Sunday, then it's that Friday. And so I know exactly when that money is going to be in there. And so when we do the transfer, it takes, one or two business days, and it's not the exact same. It's not the exact same as a direct deposit.
Right.
So there's some that's the reason.
And because I'm paid once a month, sometimes that first day of the month is when I need somebody to.
Yeah, especially since we're going back. So. It would be from Texas to Bank of America. You know, like I said, within Bank of America, they've got the Zelle, which is an immediate thing if you've got other Zelle customers in Bank of America. So.
I just look into it. If there's not a good thing to do, or it's going to cost us extra money, then we're
done. Yeah. How would it be that a big ordeal to switch to a different bank? Because I use Zelle all the time, and it's instant, and about up to a certain amount.
Well, once I get you all the information, you tell me if you want to undertake that. I've done that once, and I mean, not a huge deal, but it is a hassle.
Yeah.
Because, again, getting all the signatures and getting all the, the logistics of it it's a little bit of a hassle.
And don't make the changes for me. I'm just saying. Like I said, 32 years, I've been, or 33, I've been taking those checks once a month, first thing in the morning on the first.
All right, so we'll work on that transition then, and I'll let y'all know when that is completed and when all questions regarding those things will go to him. The next thing again is brought up. We mentioned several months ago the security system getting that updated, but that hadn't been complete. So we just need to make sure that gets completed with making sure the sensors. Because I know there are ladies that come up here to clean the building and that sort of thing, and they feel much comfortable with the doors locked and the security system on, knowing that the sensors are working and all that type of stuff. So. The reason I haven't done it yet is because, I haven't worked with the security people at all. Plus, it's I'm assuming somebody would need to be up here when they came up here, and that's the main thing with me is being able to work that out. So,
get it done.
All right. Appreciate that. And then, does anybody else have any new business before this last one I bring up?
I do.
There might be a little bit of discussion on it. So
yeah, I think we need to. I would like for us to consider having a work day before the. I'd like to do it fairly quickly, but before the meeting for sure, which is May. So it'd have to be either sometime this month or sometime in April. And there are a couple of reasons for it. One, and by the way, we've got a lot of free firewood in the back if anybody wants it.
Free firewood, all you can take.
We need to get we need to get a company to come and take off all of the trimmings and everything. There's too much of it for us to do on our own this time. I mean, there's a whole lot of junk back there, and we really need to lop off some more stuff and take care of the new branches too. With the old, we get carried away. We can do it all at once.
Me and Albert are planning Saturday. Off all that wood.
You are going to come up here and say, okay. So, but it's just the wood. It's not, you aren't going to do all the branches and leaves.
He wants the wood.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, good.
So, like the bigger pieces.
No. You're broke?
Well, yeah, we can put it out. There. Last time we put it out, they never come pick it up. So, yeah,
and it's Westworth, so they're a little different in how they do. They're a little bit stricter because you got to get it. So I think Westworth, you got to get in certain bundles. You know, there's too much out there to do that sort of stuff. That's more for the personal residence.
I was thinking of some other things that might be beneficial with regard to the workday is we need to do this better. We need to get a weed eater, first of all, or maybe just Roundup. That everything in the parking lot where there's stuff coming up, weeds and things like that, by just letting those things come up, and we've all been bad about it. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff out there in the sidewalk and all, it just cracks it up worse. And so if we can get the growth out, that's good. We put the Roundup on so they come back, or it's not going to come back as soon.
Maybe we have some of
them. Well,
maybe. I think it's pretty low, though. I mean, I got to, I think we need to get the, because I got the big bottle of, you know, mix it with water, right. The concentrated stuff, but I think we're out soon.
Well, I'm just kind of,
we do have a sprayer.
Let's get some ideas, but yes. Also the fire ants come up on the sidewalk when you get to that, get it done. And there was one other thing that I mean, oh yeah, the front one. I mean, we want to fix up all the beds, but the flower bed up at the front is looking pretty bad from both sides. And we need to get out and weed some of those. Maybe we can get that done pretty quick.
A real quick question. What is the plan with that step about the side door?
We just get rid of this thing because we didn't need the ramp anymore. It kept peeling up the things all the time.
I didn't know if we were putting on the ramp or not.
We got the handicap access at the front. Yeah. That when that was originally, when that was originally there, we didn't have the handicap at the front, and so.
I would like to say, though, we've got several ladies who have mentioned it, that it's too big a step. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could put some, couple of those pavers or something in front of it and glue them down or something, to kind of, or some little cement thing. Make it a two-step process and stuff. Okay. So, but the ramp was all falling apart. I mean, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I just
figured because, like, nobody comes in that door except for us usually. And
my wife.
And your wife.
I've been several. And it was also, there are some of the young people that leave, and we had to sign up for a couple of weeks because of the, lest you step
in. My daughter tried to kill herself.
I mean, we can have it whatever Saturday. As far as me personally, the only Saturday I have available between now and the meeting,
because
of
really?
Kids soccer, is the 6th of April. I can come up here for maybe an hour and a half, but as far as being here from 8 or 9 o'clock till noon, then, I've only got one Saturday. And I'll be up here doing some stuff here and there anyway.
Could we do that, to maybe get everything done? If, let's say, it's the 6th, if that's what everyone agrees to, do that and then call someone out to haul everything off?
That's fine.
That way we won't have to haul it ourselves because there's so much of it. And that gives them plenty of time to get what when they want. And you just get it done once for all.
How much did they charge last time?
They trimmed last time.
Yeah.
I don't remember because it was all, it was kind of added on to the cutting down a couple of those trees and grinding the stumps. And
I remember it being pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it was pretty reasonable. I think it was only a few $100 in addition. Now, I don't know. Right. It might be a few more for them to just come out for that. But.
I'm just trying to see if it's worth it to, like, get our own, like, shredder or, like, rent a tow behind. Cost effective or not. Yeah.
Forgive me about this, but as a preacher, part of it's important to me that everything looks good, for the visitors, I suppose. So there's some things to do inside too that we need to do, but I'm just concerned. Is some of those trees, the two big ones on each side, do we need to cut off any branches that are getting too low? Because over on that side, I think we need that. And I don't know if we can do it or if we need the service to do it.
I'll look at it.
Because you can't mow the lawn underneath it, can you?
Yeah, it depends on if it's spring or winter.
But it seems like y'all get the leaves up and the limbs up high enough.
I mean, all that low stuff we got, it's easy. I can take care of that. That's not a problem.
Well, I know you can, but we can help you.
Yeah, I know. On the work day. We can do it on
work
day. That's what I'm saying.
So will most people make it April 6th? Or everybody okay with that date? Saturday, April 6th.
I'll announce it.
Good. And so the other topic that I had, which we saw the agenda, a couple people asked me what I meant by that, women in the personal work meeting. So it was asked, could a woman lead the meeting, the personal work meeting? And I think the motivation behind it was just, you know, if men are, because several of the groups, we've got a couple of men that are normally the ones that do it, and so if they're gone, could a woman just, you know, go, basically what we do is we go over the list of those who are in need and figure out who's going to do what. And in my group, the women talk most anyway. But anyway, that was asked just in case, you know, I think mainly because if that situation came up, how do we want to handle that was kind of the reasoning behind it is what my understanding was.
Has there been any times when no man was there?
I think there was once, maybe.
Because it seemed like any of us needed to step in and do that.
Yeah.
When I'm stepping in, I would always be willing to come in. And I mean, sometimes I'm kind of in the back, but if it's not happening, I would be certainly willing to come and talk a lot.
I don't see anything that's inherently wrong with it, since it's not a service thing, and it's not necessarily teaching over men either. But I, at the same time, I would say that if there is a man present, then it would be kind of odd for him not to step up into that role and take care of it. But that's just my.
I mean, that's kind of my thinking. I don't know that I have a. Again, as I was thinking about it, it's. There's no authority, there's no decisions even being made necessarily of any authoritative decisions. It's just this, you know, just a discussion of who's going to take care of some of the needs. And the women do most of it anyway. But,
probably
again,
define, is this like somebody asking, like, would it be okay if, or are they wanting to?
No, it's more, would it be okay if? Like, I don't think the motivations behind it wanting to take over. No, but.
Sure it wasn't a take over.
Right. But
well, in a situation, in that case, was there a man that wasn't, there weren't any men available?
I don't.
Because that's the case, but, because there's no man to stand up and just say, okay, let's do
it. Well, I think some of it's the general, we kind of have the ones that are in front and do stuff, and others that are more hesitant, and, you know, this is something. And so, I mean, if you're the only man there, then step up and just read through the list. And it's really, you know, again, like I said, the ladies and ours kind of take over, because a lot of times they have more information, because they're the ones that have been calling more, you know, and they had the time during the day to get a hold of the individuals, and they talk amongst each other. You know, they're good about networking with that sort of stuff, and so a lot of times it's just leading, you know, facilitating the discussion.
My primary concern would be confusion. I mean, let's do this. You're standing behind a podium. Okay, whether it's for authoritative or not authoritative, that,
yeah,
if young people were to see that, or anybody else, you know, that type of thing, that there could be, it may take 10 years from now, or, you know, but it's something that can cause some problems with regard to, number one, with regard to any conscience that you might have against it, but also it's kind of, I told you this, probably a slippery slope type of a situation. Which in and of itself does not mean something wrong.
Right.
Because I've had that slippery slope used against me a number of times. But at the same time, it's something we need to be mindful of, that babes in Christ or the small children and everything, they see that. No difference between men and women.
They hold meetings about having meals for people when they need them.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. So that's generally just the women in here.
Yeah, I would say to just let the women in the group know or whatever, is if there's no one willing to stand up and take care of, just call it standing.
Okay.
It'd be the best thing I can think of. That we won't have to worry about any objections or any concerns.
And I mean, the other thing is, if anyone has an issue with it, they don't have to meet in here to have that discussion. They can discuss wherever anybody wants to. I mean, to my understanding, the sheets themselves are, we can
take those and do whatever we want with them. So I mean, if it's a matter of conscience for some people,
I think the clarification is why, because this is a work of our congregation. It was these personal work groups were organized and decided. It was a decision we made. So in that sense, it is a work under the authority, if you will, of the men of this congregation. And so I think we need to, you know, be good to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. So from my understanding, we want to make sure it is a man leading it, that way there's not any misunderstandings or misinterpretations of what's going on.
It's kind of like the question we had about like a woman being on lobby duty or something.
Right. And so we want to just make that clear. We just don't want to step into anything that we don't have to, which certainly makes perfect sense. And we'll let you men, because we're all in the different groups, so make sure that they know. First of all, if you're the one that's doing it and you're not going to be here, let somebody know so that when you're a replacement. But if for some reason there's not someone that is there that is willing, or there's not a man presence, then grab Dad. He volunteered. I'll do it too. I'm sure there are several others that would be willing to step in for that week to go over that list and to facilitate that personal work group meeting.
I didn't even think about it what you said at the end, but it feels kind of hypocritical and lazy on our part. If we're like, hey, we're going to do this thing, and then we just pass it off to a woman.
Well, and that was one thing that I was thinking too, when that essentially, because there's like several men out of town and running, I was like, well, we should have plenty of men to run, first work group meeting every week. There's somebody that can do it. Because again, it doesn't take much just to kind of read down the list and see who needs what and who's going to take care of those things. So. All right. Does anybody else have anything? Sweet. I appreciate it, guys.